Welcome back to Portals.
I'm your host, Lauren Courtney. Thanks for dropping in with me. I wanted to talk a bit today about shame and the way that we carry it and the way that it often closes us off in life. So buckle up. This episode's going to get personal, and I'm pretty excited about it. Because when we continue to release, when we continue to own who we are, we continue to take our power back from people, places, and things. So we're going to go back, way, way back, about 20 years when I was in college. So during my senior year of college, I had an instance that happened. And I don't want to go into all of the details, but we'll give you just enough. So I was on a trip during college with a bunch of friends out in Vegas, Halloween weekend. I went to a Big Ten school, which was definitely a party school. And we definitely went to Vegas to continue that party. And one night, I was headed back to my room, and a friend's ex-boyfriend walked with me back to my room. And he tried to kiss me. And I responded with no. And he didn't try anything else. There was nothing bad that happened there, thankfully. But I had no idea how bad it was going to get. I got back to school, I don't know, a day or two later, and I decided to tell my friend what happened because I thought it was the right thing to do. And when I told her, I was met with, he would never do that. And I was obviously the one that did it. And I was placed with a lot of shame. That was ultimately not mine to carry. And not only that, this friend of mine, similar to me, was kind of like the friend people looked up to. And perhaps in her case, no one wanted to get on her bad side. And we were really close, like best friends. So when I was met with this reaction, I was honestly shocked. I thought that it was me being a good friend sharing this, and it wasn't taken that way. And I, at this point in my life, I could look at it in 100 different directions, but it really doesn't matter because it's what happened. So I was met with the shame of, there's no way he did that, you did. And then she sold that story to my friends and basically told them not to be friends with me anymore. And I watched my close group of girlfriends turn on me, aside from one, my roommate at the time. And I think many of us as women have gone through this, feeling shame from girlfriends, feeling disappointed and let down. And quite honestly, hurt. And at that time, I was going into my last semester, or I would be, and I only had 3 classes yet left to take. And all 3 of those classes I was able to take at a distance if I so chose. And while my roommate kept saying to me, no, you can't leave, that would be crazy. My intuition, fear, whatever it was at the time, sadness, hurt, anger, my nervous system couldn't take it. And I thought about leaving school with only 3 classes left to take and knowing I had to have an upcoming jaw surgery a few months later. I thought it would be the best thing for me. So that's what I did. And it's funny, I just told this story to my mom a few days ago, and I'll share why. And she said to me, "You never told me about this. You told me you wanted to come home because you wanted to deal with your health and get yourself in order before the surgery and whatever else I told, right? Which were also true things. But I didn't tell her how sad and hurt I was. Especially because our parents tend to worry and our parents want the best for us. And there was nothing anyone could say or do at that time. Because in theory, I knew what happened. Yet no one believed me. So I went home from school early. I graduated college. I had my jaw surgery. My health was amazing, probably around where it is right now. I had been seeing a holistic doctor in the city, got my gut health in order, especially after all the partying at school, drinking, and late night pizza. And everything was great. And I slowly began hearing from some of my friends. And eventually the friend who had shamed me in the first place at some point reached out. And I don't remember all the details because, quite honestly, it was 20 years ago. And when we're in a situation where we're dealing with something that we're suppressing, we tend to forget and the memories fade. Because who wants to hold on to that pain on a conscious level? Except what happens is it gets buried into our unconscious minds. So I buried it. And when my friends started reaching out again, I decided to go back to school for my graduation weekend. And I went back for graduation weekend and I was feeling so happy and healthy. And it was good. It was all good. Except it wasn't. Because I never really got over it. Because I was never told I'm sorry for what happened. Yet I moved on. And life went on. I left school after graduation, came back to New York, got a job, moved to Manhattan, and so did all my college friends. We all ended up within a few block radius of each other at the time. And my life continued on in many ways as it did in college, hanging out with the same people. And these people who honestly hurt me. Yet I thought these are my friends. So they should stay my friends, right? I didn't understand life as I do now, that people come into our lives for reasons, seasons, and lifetimes, which I have a whole episode about you could tune into. So I thought it was important to stay friends with your friends. So I navigated life in these relationships, and there were so many good moments and also some not so great. Fast forward another 10 years, a little less than, and I go through my spiritual awakening and my whole life changed. I leaned into my mediumship, I leaned into my gifts, and when I leaned in, my friends leaned out. And at that point in my life, I was okay with it. I didn't really care if I held on to relationships that didn't support what was happening in my life. Because all I knew was my best friend and first love just died. And life no longer makes sense in the way that it did before he died. So I let go, and it was painful, but it was the right thing to do. And the truth was, it was probably the right thing to do 20 years ago. But I was fearful. I was insecure. I was codependent. So I stayed. How many of us have stayed in relationships because of those things, whether it be an intimate relationship and partnership or friendships? I'm sure we're all guilty. And if you're not, congratulations. You are doing a fucking epic job. So I'm sharing this story because a few days ago, I was in New York visiting my family and I took my dog for a walk. And I was guided to go get myself a matcha. Didn't really want one. Decided to listen to that inner guidance anyway. And I found myself crossing a street and making eye contact with a man that was also crossing. And he looked at me and I looked at him. And we kind of just stood for a minute. And then he said to me, "Lauren Unger." And I said his name back to him. And we gave each other a hug and said hello. This was the man that had tried to kiss me 20 years ago. Now, I don't know that he has any awareness, especially not at this point, 20 years down the line, but I don't even know if he knew what happened then. And I honestly don't think he did. And that's okay, because I still got what I needed without even knowing I needed anything, because I've done a lot of work to heal so many things. But it's interesting because over the last 2 years, I've been working very consciously around my heart space and where I've picked up stories, where I've picked up shame, where I've picked up hurt, where I've picked up fear, where I stayed in relationships too long that didn't serve me, where I blocked my heart, where I closed off my heart, where I broke my heart, where I healed my heart. I have been on a journey. And the reason is because I am love. We all at the core essence are love. Yet I was really hurt. I was very wounded in love. So I made a conscious effort to start healing that. And it's been a beautiful journey. And I actually have been feeling like I'm at the end of a very long road. So I bumped into him and we had a brief conversation and we hugged goodbye. And as we hugged goodbye and I walked away, I felt little sparks in the back of my heart. It was as though these cords were kind of snapping back to me. Like, that's my power, that's my power, that's my power. And these sparks were turning my power back on. And again, it had nothing to do with this man, but it had to do with the situation. It had to do with the shame I felt. It had to do with the hurt. It had to do with the upset. And in that moment and seeing him, I was able to have closure on a chapter of my life without even speaking about it. Because we don't have to talk about everything to heal. At least not, we don't have to talk to everyone about it. We can heal and deal with it ourselves. And this memory is something that's come up over the last 2 years for me to heal and to sit with and to feel into. So as we hugged goodbye again, like I felt these sparks in the back of my heart, like, oh my God, I'm getting my spark back. I'm getting pieces of me back. Like, thank you. And what's crazy is this man lives a mere block from my parents. And in all of the times that I come to New York and stay here, I haven't seen him. And the reason was because I wasn't ready. I had work to do to get to the next levels of my life, to get to the next levels of opening my heart, to even wanting to feel that spark inside of me again. Because the truth is, love can be overwhelming. with that, it can be overwhelmingly good. It can feel good. We don't have to fear love. And I think for so long, I did fear love because friends that I loved shamed me. Men that I loved had hurt me. But the truth is, I allowed all of it. It's not their fault. It's mine. I allowed it. I stayed in the relationships. So there's no blame. There's actually simply love. Because I love myself enough to understand. I love myself enough to heal the damage that I caused by staying in relationships that did not serve me. We can look back and say, I wish I had chosen differently. I wish I chose to do this. I wish I chose to do that. But I also know that is a part of my purpose. In human design, I'm a 3-5. I'm here to experience trial and error. I'm here to experience life. No one could have taught me those lessons. I had to learn them for myself. I had to break my heart in order to crack it wide open to love on the level that I do, both myself and others. And for that, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to bump into this man, to be able to feel the back of my heart, because that is where I've been doing the most of the work for my heart, not in the front of my heart, but in the back, that being stabbed in the back energy. So I have so much gratitude for the experiences and for the opportunity to reconnect ever so briefly so I could simply see how far I've come. So I wanted to share this because it's simply what I'm going through. It's real. I know a big part of my purpose is to share my experiences, to teach through my own lessons. Because I also know that I am not the only one that has caused myself hurt in relationships. And we need to know that we have the ability to heal ourselves. We have the ability to love again and to love in ways we've never loved before. So I'm going to leave you with that. If this episode resonated, leave a comment. It warms my heart. Send me a message on Instagram. Let me know how it hit you and if it supported you. And if you're needing some support in healing your own heart, send me a DM. I'll send you the link to work with me, to have a consult, to see if I'm the right person to support you on your journey. You can also head to my website, laurencourtneyheals.com, and access that as well. I'm here. You are not alone. Sending you so much love. Thanks for dropping into this portal with me.